Hey guys, welcome back. It's 1:15 p.m. March 8th. If you're a new listener, my name is Rebecca Paredes and this is A Helpful Heart, a show where we spread love and helpfulness by bringing you all the info about organizations and where you get involved. On today's show, I have 24-year-old Edwin Soto Salcedo, a student and activist who is lending a helpful heart in his community. Hey, Edwin.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for coming.
Yes. It's really nice. It's really nice to be back at Pierce. I went to school here, so.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
So I got an alumni.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, like you said, I'm 24 years old. I'm an undocumented student activist, so mm-hmm. I've been involved in the community. I'm originally from San Fernando Valley. I grew up in North Hollywood. Went to North Hollywood High. I've assisted community college. Just been active in various organizations and stuff. I enjoy being part of different organizations that are helping communities, the communities, and mostly underprivileged communities and students that are trying to go to college and trying to get their foot into knowing how to get into college and stuff. So
that's cool. Is there one specific that you like?
I haven't, like I said, I've just been like with different organizations. Mm-hmm. It hasn't been one specific. Each organization has their own thing that I've appreciated and enjoyed of their own. Each one has a different mission, so I wouldn't be able to choose one specific one.
Okay. How do you help out your community?
Well, recently I've been getting involved. You know, we've just been through so many political movements and everything that's been going on with regards to politics and social movements. I've been getting involved with activist groups that are helping undocumented communities and immigrant communities that are able to assist with knowing people's rights, and also with students who are becoming involved in their high schools and their communities with promoting social justice. Something that's been going on in high schools recently is the LGBTQ and the transgender mm-hmm. Rights, which is something that I've been promoting and helping with these students to get their civil rights, you know. So I enjoy doing a little bit of everything. Animal shelters also, which is really, really cool, too.
Cool. So would you say, which one's your favorite out of all those?
You know, helping students out with entering college and access to college. Sometimes I grew up in an underprivileged neighborhood in a single-parent household, so I know the struggle of what it is to have parents who really don't know anything about funding college or have never even been in college. My mom's a single parent. She doesn't have any high school education. She doesn't have any college education. So she has no idea of what it is to apply to college or to even how to fund college. So being able to assist students in entering college and applying, starting from the application process, and helping them find scholarships, especially for the undocumented youth, who it's so much harder for them to find college now. Now there's a lot of programs that really have been
deafening.
Yeah, like the California Dream Act. Mm-hmm. We have the Cal Grants as well that's being offered for students. So just helping students out and it's not just undocumented students. It's students who are legally living here as well. Just accessing higher education. You know, I believe that everybody should have free education, and everybody should have the opportunity to go into higher education and to getting educated. Being educated is something just so beautiful, and it's something that everybody should have access to.
That's beautiful. What does it mean to you? Are you the first one to go to college?
Yeah.
So what does it mean to you?
You know, it's just an opportunity to show, like I said, like as an undocumented student, it gives me the opportunity to motivate others. This is not just my challenge.
You want to tell everybody about your story.
Yeah, definitely. I want to mm-hmm. be able to motivate not just people who are in the same position as I am, where we have no legal status in the United States. I want to be able to inspire others that are legally living here, that if I can do it and I could access higher education as an undocumented student who grew up in an underprivileged neighborhood and who lived in a single-parent household, you know, that if I can do it, that it's possible for anybody, for everybody.
Has there been any struggles while volunteering? Has anybody ever told you, like, why are you volunteering, why you're not getting anything out of it?
You know, it's not so much the I've never really been asked that, but there's been moments where I do approach some people, or like people approach me and like, well, you shouldn't be here, like, you know, this is our community and stuff, and you shouldn't be here because you're undocumented. And it's unfortunate because I came here, I turned 2 years old here in the United States, and I really, really love the United States, and giving back to my community is something that I'm able to do because I love my community and I love the people that surround me. So it hasn't been really, it's for me to educate people. Some people have that really have that ideology of like, oh, why are you doing this? If it doesn't give you anything back. It's not about getting anything in return. It's about giving to people who are less fortunate than I am, or really don't have the ability or the resources or the people that I'm surrounding them to help them out and to move forward in what they aspire in doing in life, or the educational goals and whatnot. So it's really about giving back, and not so much about, you know, when you volunteer, it's about
you.
Giving.
Well, not,
it's
not
about
you.
It's about giving
you
to others.
Giving others.
Yeah, exactly. Totally.
Cool. What? You're in church, right?
Yes. Yes.
What's your church's name?
I've been attending for the past 20 years. Iglesia Pentecostés Monte Sinaí, out in North Hollywood, and I've been a member there for the past 20 years. My family and I, and then. I've been a musician and worship leader there for the past 10 years. So
that's really awesome. Yeah. Have you actually, like, told your youth, like, hey, let's go volunteer somewhere or organize something or a fundraiser?
Of course. No, definitely. You know, we have a very small youth group, and I have helped them out with regards to, like, college and entrance and, like, motivating them. You know, most of the groups that I've worked with is outside of church. We definitely encourage them to. Most of the students that I've spoken to and I've worked with that directly at church have gone out to the universities and are doing amazing things. There's kids in Berkeley and UC Merced, in other UCs and Cal State universities, and they're doing their own thing out there. They're volunteering for nearby program for their community, different organizations in the community. The same thing, you know. And today's the International Women's Day, which they're taking part of and, you know, organizing at their campuses and stuff.
That's
so
great.
Yeah, it's really cool.
So living in Panorama, you said, right?
Yeah.
Panorama City. Have you done anything involving Panorama City? Like,
of course. There's an organization called MEND.
MEND.
Yeah. I believe it's for meeting each needs with dignity.
Yeah.
And that's one of the biggest organizations there. There's also the it's a rescue mission out there. And it's, you know, it's things like just helping them fold clothes and clean up whenever you call in a place and like, hey, how can I volunteer? They appreciate that. They appreciate that because the volunteers are what make the organizations come alive. It's not really the people that are running it. It's people who are putting in their time and their spare time and just lending a helping hand. And so I've been involved with MEND. I was recently involved with a immigration youth coalition, and which they had. It's not. It wasn't directly. They had an event. They have different districts, and they have one in the San Fernando area, and they put together a youth empowerment conference.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, out in Lincoln High School, in Lincoln Heights, and that was about two or three weekends ago, which was really awesome. There were students from all around the LUSD and basically just helping, just motivating them and empowering students to go out there, make a difference, get involved, you know, these students are our future activists. They're our modern, I believe they're our modern activists and they're our future leaders. So just empowering youth and telling them, hey, you guys have a voice. You guys are part of our society. Just because you guys are minors doesn't mean that you guys have no room to create change. So that's one of the organizations, Immigration Youth Coalition, that was involved with a couple of weeks ago. It's amazing.
Really cool.
Yeah.
So from that, that's what you want to teach generations on to how to help out their community?
Well, you know, one of my desires, my long-term goals is to, I'm a musician, I'm a vocalist. Mm-hmm. I went to art school at Columbia College, Chicago, in Chicago, and I studied music business. And one of the things that I learned is that the arts have such a power to bring about change and to move people. You know, sometimes when we see politicians and giving their speech, that really is not so moving. What really moves us, it's visual and creative performances, art, music, things that pull our heartstrings. And one of the things that I want to do in the long run is open up an organization that serves underprivileged neighborhoods and basically targets youth, and just use the art as a platform to let them voice what they have in their hearts, to let them be the change and to raise awareness and to promote social justice through the arts, whether it's through music, through painting, through arts, through theater. The arts just really have a big place in my heart. And that's so I want to become an entertainment lawyer. So I want to be able to educate people about the rights that they do have as citizens of the United States and non-citizens of the United States.
And everybody has a voice.
Exactly, and that you have a voice, whether it's, you could express it through the arts. And everybody has a creative part inside of them. And it's just really cool that when, you know, words are sometimes not enough, you use music or art or just any sort of visual performing art.
Yeah, 1,000 words.
That impact, you know, even not just like the logic, but also like the feelings and the inside of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why do you think it's important to help out your community?
You know, I wholeheartedly believe that it's important to be involved in your community. Sometimes we're not aware of the different situations that people that are far less fortunate than we are, of the struggles that they're going through, until you are actually involved with an organization is helping these people out. You know, one of the things that one of the issues that we currently see in the United States, it's human trafficking.
Yeah.
That's something that we're not taught about in high school, that we're not taught. It's not something that's very open, and even in college. And there's different organizations that I've been involved with, like the International Justice Mission and the End It Movement, which are promoting the ending of human trafficking. Sometimes we think that slavery and was ended back when Lincoln was like, okay, we're done. Or that slavery ended like many years ago, but it's still going on, you know, and that's something that we have to, when we volunteer, we are becoming educated, we're becoming aware of the different
issues.
We're becoming
their voices.
Exactly, we're becoming voice for the voiceless, and that's why it's very, very important that we are involved in our community, because there's things that we are unaware of that, you know, sometimes our students, our children, we don't have kids. I don't know if you have kids. I don't have kids, but I have little sisters, and I want them to be able to have the same rights as a little boy growing up, you know, and I want them to be able to be strong and have a voice for themselves, that they become strong, independent women. And when you become involved with these organizations who are promoting these things and are promoting justice and promoting social justice and are raising awareness, you too are raising awareness to others, and you're becoming educated, and you're giving back to others. Like I said earlier, the important thing is about that there are people who need our help. You know, sometimes we might not be in the best situation, but there's someone that's in a worse situation than we are. And if there is
You have to be thankful.
Exactly. We have to be thankful. And if we could lend them a hand, or just, you know, sometimes our help doesn't have to be monetary. It doesn't have to be money that we give. You know, it's awesome if you give money, but sometimes, you know, just a helping hand.
Or sometimes they just want to talk.
Exactly. You know, like at our church, like our pastor, he leaves the doors open for people who just want to come in and mm-hmm. have prayer. Like just have like just some words of encouragement. And that's as easy as that. It's the same thing with different organizations. They're just people that like want someone to be there and just give them a smile. Yeah. And a smile can go for so much. You know, some people are having a bad day and you just give them a smile and like that just brightens up their day.
Yeah, I know. They think about it. Yeah, totally. They're like, oh my gosh, somebody smiled at me today.
It gives them a reason to smile. When you smile and when you laugh, it's contagious. So
oh my God, I know.
Yeah. So when you smile and you give that off, that person could share with someone else too.
Oh. So you said you have two sisters. Yeah. How old are they?
I have three sisters.
Three sisters.
Yeah,
oh.
I have an 8-year-old, a 6-year-old, and I have a 21-year-old sister.
Okay. Have you made them like come with you and volunteer? Have you taught your little sisters?
Yes, my little sister. You know, it's so cute because seeing my little sisters grow up as women of color in our communities, they want to become doctors. One of them wants to become a veterinarian. And so we go to shelters, dog shelters. And, you know, all you do is, like, walk the dogs. And yeah. I show them, like, hey, you have to be appreciative of what you have right now. Mm-hmm. And if we could help another person out, then we should do it. We could teach our generations that are following us to give back and to be thankful for what we have. And if we're able to help others, that we are able to help them. So it's very... it encourages me to be able to see my sisters that they want to be involved in the community as well. At such a young age, I can only imagine what they're going to be doing in the future.
So have you told like your mom and your grandma and all your family members and friends from church, have you told them like, you know what, like let's start something? Have you ever like tried to start a project or have you given them like something to, how do you say? Have you ever told them, like, you know what, Mom, I want to start this because I want to see my sisters and family members and people at church to go, not go through what I went through.
Yeah, totally.
But to go and do better.
Well, you know, my mom and my grandma were both single parents. We're single mothers. And something that my grandma taught us is just to be compassionate towards others and to be giving. If there's something that I learned of my grandma is that my grandma used to sell tamales for a living. And I remember that there was just some families that we would we would meet and they were making ends meet. They didn't have for food. And my grandma just like literally the money that she could have gotten from the tamales, she would give them to the family. I remember also for, you know, my grandma has just been... an entrepreneur. She likes selling stuff. She likes creating things. I remember we lived in front of a elementary school, and for their graduations, my grandma would buy balloons and bears and sell them. So for them to give to their kids that are graduating. And I remember one time we went to stand in front of a high school, and when we were going back home, we saw a girl that was going home with like just her graduation cap and gown, and she was walking alone. And my grandma was like, turn the car around. And we turned around, and my grandma had leftover balloons and teddy bears. So my grandma got the biggest teddy bear that she had and the extra balloons. And she's like, here, go give it to her and tell her, like, you know, that you are loved. And we ran running. And, like, I'm never going to forget that my mom, my grandma and my mom have always encouraged us that we have to love others. We have to motivate others. We have to be thankful for others and to show other people love and compassion. We don't know what that, you know, it's graduation is like a family thing. It's and the girl was walking back home. We don't know where her situation was. We don't know if she didn't have parents or she didn't have family. But and giving back to her and seeing her smile, like it just gave us a feeling of satisfaction and just so much peace and just happiness. You know, that's what I really haven't started anything, but it's really our actions. I mean, you could have an organization not do anything, you know? But it's really what you do in life and what it's not. You don't have to be directly involved with one organization. Like I do. I volunteer with different organizations. Sometimes I see on, you know, social media makes it so easy for different events.
Does.
So, yeah. So, you know, like there's different organizations that put out events. Hey, you could come to this, you could come to that. And you could volunteer. You sign up and you go and you don't have to, you know, commit to be involved for them forever. But you're still giving your helping hand for one day, and that makes a difference. You know, you don't have to like be volunteering every single week, but when you volunteer at least one time,
when you have time.
Exactly. You know, it really makes a difference, and it helps others and it motivates others. So, yeah.
What is, like, why do you personally like to volunteer?
Again, I know the struggle. I know with different or organizations that really just ring a bell in me, or like, you know, just motivate that I see that they're truly making a difference. It just really motivates me that I too can do my part and help others out. If I know what it is to try to apply through colleges, to get denied to colleges, to get accepted to colleges, and to get denied financial aid because of my legal status, I could motivate other students that are in my position, be like, hey, it's okay, this is not the end, let's keep on moving forward. You could still get educated, you could still get a degree.
You know,
I'm going to law school right now. Ooh. So it's really cool that, like, as an undocumented student going to law school, I'm able to motivate. It's like, hey, I went through the first part, you can do it too. And I could do it to any other student that's behind me. It really motivates me to motivate others. I like seeing people. Like, I feel
like spreading positivity.
I like spreading positivity. And, you know, it's not so much for my satisfaction, mm-hmm. but I like sort of find joy in seeing other people excel in life. I like people succeed in life, and I like I enjoy.
You could say you helped them.
Yeah,
you know, that you made them.
Exactly, I empowered them.
Empowered them. Yeah,
encouraged them. That, you know, that I hope and I desire to be that person that is like, hey, you could do it. You could do it. You could do it. So it's just really a satisfaction for me to see people happy and
so
to see
that. Can you say that you're passionate about that?
Yeah, I'm very passionate about that. I want to become an attorney. I want to become a professor. I want to become an activist. I am an activist. It's just I want to be able to be that influence for others. So I'm very passionate about people.
That's what it is about.
That, you know, you knowing the struggle and you knowing going through so much that you don't want people that to go through the same things, through the same struggle, through the same issue, when there is in reality so many organizations who are out there to help you out. And unfortunately, people don't know these organizations and don't know that there's so many organizations in their community that they're able to volunteer.
And there are so many.
There's so many. It's crazy.
And we're just unaware. Going into a church.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the churches help out with a lot of the community.
Yeah, like making,
as well.
You know, little like lunch packages for the homeless.
Yeah.
Or putting clothes together, donating clothes. I know my church has different mission churches all around the world. And we sometimes like send off our clothing and different things that, you know, people in other countries might need. So,
Okay. How has it helped you as a person to get involved with your community? Like, how has it made you be a better person?
Of course. I think it's empowered me. It's becoming involved in the community. Not only are you meeting people around the community, like I said earlier, you're becoming educated. You're becoming aware of the issues that are... the issues in your community and the problems that are ongoing in the community, and it motivates you to make a difference and to like have those issues stop. You know, I've become an educated young man. I've become a empowered activist. I've been able to meet so many politicians, so many public figures, like John Lewis, who was one of the people that have marched with Martin Luther King.
Wow.
And he was the first person, actually, that I met, and I was like, I want to be a political
figure.
So
he inspired you?
He inspired me. Oh, my gosh. We sat down with him at the steps of the Capitol.
Oh, wow.
When I was 12 years old. And he was telling us of all the struggles that he had to go through, like all the beatings that he had to go through in order for people of color to have civil rights.
Yeah.
You know? Sometimes civil rights that we take for granted, and there's people who literally risk their lives to fight for their rights. And meeting John Lewis was just a moment in my life that I'm never gonna forget. And he's the first person that like really motivated me and encouraged me to go out there and make a difference it doesn't matter what it takes as long as people get their civil rights, and we're fighting for civil rights for all people. That's really something that I just want to do and want to continue doing.
That's great. Yeah. Okay, so what would you like our listeners to take away from this interview?
To go and volunteer, to be a helping hand. You don't have to volunteer with an organization, but, you know, that you are involved with the community, whether it's at your school, at your college, whether it's in your neighborhood. You know, sometimes just, like, picking up trash, that, like, makes a difference. You know, it's just being a helping hand for others, being have a heart
make
for
a
others.
Big difference.
Make a difference. You know, the smallest things make a difference. It's, you don't have to be on TV and you be like do all these amazing things. It's like the smallest things make a difference. So
that's great. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
again.
Thank you guys.
Edwin, that's all the time we have for today. Yeah. With the Helpful Hand with Rebecca Paredes on KPC Radio. Don't forget to spread love and helpfulness any way you can. See you next week. Bye.